Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Koi With Laugh Podcast Show. When I've been down and a down is up, when your head full of glass looks like a half in the cup, when you're running at the dentist, and everywhere you turn, we'll seize the opportunity. I just had a story about a homeless guy here in Baltimore who had a past rich. I just watched the video from Channel WJZ. I'm going to share the video with y'all. And anybody in Baltimore can help this guy. Please help him. He's homeless and need help. So, I'm going to put his story out there. Hope somebody can hear it and go find him and help him. Because I gave his head to stay. If she leaves it for another, now, if this is anybody, I don't care, across the country, reach out. Help this guy. Might do you some good. It's from Baltimore. And he's homeless. But he's pretty smart. But he's homeless. And that don't mean nothing. That don't mean that he's not smart, intelligent, and wisdom. So anybody across the country, city, people who need work, come and hire this guy. So get on back and that's what we're talking about too. The homeless. Who people who got job businesses will get the homeless a chance? Do you? You think you will? Give you a little story. Here we go. Stand by.
Probably seen a man named Daldy, but never stopped to take notice. And beyond what you're able to see is actually a man with a wealth of world knowledge that often goes unnoticed. Avedra Burnett uncovers the mystery behind this ordinary man with extraordinary past, simple wish, or future.
By the time Baltimore waits up,
I gotta get up around 5 o'clock in the morning.
Some have already been at it for hours. Logging the miles, crisscrossing Charm City, because they don't have a choice.
I put money in every place in Baltimore now.
This is Dottie Boma, a one-time international traveler.
I lived in London and Germany.
But now, this is one of the places he calls home.
I'm just so tired of being homeless.
But his words can give you a hint of the life he once had in Tanzania.
My dad was a diplomat, so I had a chance to travel around the world.
So when another opportunity came to explore, it was no-brainer. Dottie was on his way to America for college.
Yeah, I was so excited to go to college, so my whole mindset was about school and everything.
Dottie had a scholarship, but money eventually ran out.
Now, I started working there, but Alabama, they don't have jobs like here.
Then some friends told him, come up to Maryland.
And after some, you can get enough money to pay for tuition. But that's what I thought, but when I came in here, the reality was not like that.
The seasons changed, but his fortune did not. And with that passage of time came another misfortune.
I was driving a forklift machine, and I was picking up the load. I was panicking. So it threw me out. And when I fell down and I hit my head this side, all of a sudden I started to seizure.
The seizures meant he couldn't drive and couldn't keep his job. college transcript that he somehow scrunched up $25 to get.
Reading lab. I failed that. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's been years since he was in college.
That's the tax return.
But the knowledge is still there.
This only I can identify like I was there, because people sometimes don't believe.
A pastor once told Dottie a mistake is only a mistake when you stop trying to fix it. So here's Dottie's plan to fix it.
If I get an income, like I say, I can go to where Baltimore Community College and everything. I already told them they would check that.
But until that opportunity comes, the commute starts once again.
Some days I walk all night long.
For yet another dark and sometimes lonely night, Dottie will be one of approximately 2,193 people who are homeless in Baltimore.
I gotta find a safe place to sleep, but every night out here is dead.
But for Dottie,
do you have hope for the future?
I do. That's the only thing I got left, I think, now.
Tomorrow may just open the door that he's been waiting for in Baltimore.
I'm surviving, that's all.
Abitur Burnett for WJZ.
Wow. Abitur Burnett did a phenomenal job telling that story, and I'm glad that she hit on that statistic. There are so many other stories like that out there, and I hope that somebody gives Dottie a chance.
You never know what somebody's doing.
Yep. Sit down, talk to them, give them a second. It might mean the world to them.
So, anybody seen that story on WJZ? And anybody who knows Donnie, try to help that man find a job. Because that man, he's smart. And he probably will bring something good to your business. Okay? So, Donnie, this is Corey Whitlock from the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. If you're listening, your story's out there now. Everyone across the world in the United States heard your story. And hopefully someone will hear it. Give WJZ a call, because they the one did your story, and they will probably find it. Okay? So keep hope alive. Keep Jesus in your prayer. And your story's now out there. Okay? God bless you. And I hope the best for you in 2022. All right, people. So, anybody know Donnie, give him a chance. Whoever seen him, who know him, help him get a job, okay? Help him out, because his rich past was caused by an accident and made him homeless. And you never know nobody's story until you sit down and ask them. Never judge a book by its cover, okay? Nobody knows my story. I'm a Special Olympian, and people still try to judge me. You know, I went to special ed school, and people still try to judge me. But guess what? I don't give a damn. You know, I don't care about their opinion or what they think. I got a podcast show. I got a YouTube channel. I got a major job that I go to every 5 days a week. 8-hour job. Good benefits. I got my first book published. Second book is coming April the 21st. And many more coming down the line. And my kids, they the most smartest kids I know. Especially my sons. And my daughters. It's all five of them. So proud of them. Michael, all of them. And you just don't judge nobody by the way they look, talk, or whatever they do for a living. You never judge nobody. But they might know more than you do if you don't sit down and talk to them and ask them about themselves and stuff like that. So what? They spent time in jail. So what? They got a divorce 2 or 3 times and they homeless. So what? They got children. They spend time in jail for child support, but now they're doing better. As the pastor said, a problem is not a problem unless you try to fix the problem. You know? So, some people do try to fix it, who's tired of being homeless. But people just look at them and judge them. It's your fault that you dare. It's your fault that you're doing it. You know? But, hey, like I said, Jesus is watching, and it could be you. know, look at that state that had that terrible tornado destroyed that one town. All right? Wake up, people. This is 2022. It's time to do Jesus' work, you know. Donnie is just thousands of stories across the country, not even Baltimore, not only in Baltimore, across the country, there's homeless people with Donnie's story. And it's people who just throw their nose up and don't care. Don't even give a second person a second chance. Not even a third or fourth chance. You only don't get that second chance, most people. You know, I'm the kind of guy that's going to give you many chances that you want. But it is a limit, you know. If I was at where I was at, I would go get Donnie, I would hire him, and he would be working for me. If I was at where I was, you know. You know, and I want to start a production company, and I wish I had the money right now to do it. And if I had that production company going, and with money and all that stuff, paying and stuff like that, I would hire Donnie, you know, and I would hire him in a heartbeat. There's a whole lot of veterans who's homeless too. Smart leadership, sergeants, lieutenants, that's homeless, who fought for this country, and they homeless. And y'all don't pay attention to them. Y'all think, because they homeless, they not smart. Half of these people are veterans. They went over and fought for your country. You know? So, question is, if you have a business, I don't care what business it is, McDonald's or what, will you give a person a chance? A second chance? I know COVID-19 put a lot of people out of work, and a lot of businesses need people, especially here in Baltimore. So those help signs, don't judge a book by its cover. Okay? Just because that homeless person come in and ask for an application, don't judge the book by its cover. Give that person a chance. Okay? Because it's going to do you some good. You're going to get your blessings. Okay? Just think of all the people who's homeless. And it's just terrifying, especially in Los Angeles. I mean, they got a whole section down there in Los Angeles for homeless people. Now, they used to have the overpass bridge where homeless people got here in Baltimore. I don't know where they moved them at or not. They used to have that tents and everything. I mean, it's here bad here in Baltimore too. It's like the people say, about 2,000 and something people is homeless here. That's just not a good number of people. I mean, it's about 2,000 here. Just imagine how many is in Los Angeles. Just imagine. Always sunny, always sunshine. I mean, I can't imagine. It got to be more than the numbers here in Baltimore. I mean, in both cities. Not only Baltimore, Las Vegas too, Dallas too, Chicago, New York. Just to name a couple places that we got homeless people. Vermont, and Rhode Island. You're not out of this. You got homeless people. You know, some of the places that you probably don't think is homeless people, it's really homeless people, you know. You know, Nashville, Tennessee, homeless people. I mean, it's a problem. I mean, I don't know what to say to y'all people, you know. Some of y'all got everything. Some of y'all keep getting blessed. You got businesses, cars after cars. Some of y'all got restaurants, and then at the end of the day, you throw away the food. Why? Why you throw away your food? You can pack that food up, put it in a van, take it down, and feed the homeless. You got what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? And Jesus, he was homeless. He was ready to live with the homeless people and be rich. You know? So, it's just think, people. Just think. Count your blessings and give other people some blessings as well. You know? And if just give a little bit, it's okay. You know? A little bit, it'll be okay. So, once you get a little bit, you'll be blessed. So, it takes a lot. You know, it takes a lot to have a heart nowadays, you know. And some people working on just paycheck to paycheck. But the people who have a lot to give and that can get back, should get back. And some people do. Some people do. And some people have restaurants. They do give to the needy. They do donate to the homeless. And, but other people, it's just some of those fast food restaurants, some of those other restaurants, they throw away food that could help people a lot, you know. And I'm just saying, people, I'm just, you know, just giving the message out there and just telling y'all, not here, only here in Baltimore, across the country, in the world. So don't think this in this country, it's not homeless people. There's homeless people over in Russia and UK, France, so on. But that's their country problem. But I'm concentrating on this country and this state and some other states that already have a homeless problem. You know? But I do care about those overseas, you know? And tell those countrymen to care for their country people. And they probably do. They probably do. France, England, Spain, Norway, all of y'all probably do give back. If you do have restaurants over there, American people have restaurants over there. And if Americans who's over there, who's over in France, in Spain, Russia, Rome and all, if y'all listening, and y'all see homeless people, you over there for a reason. Okay, you over there for a reason. You got businesses over there. You got restaurants over there. Just help people. There's homeless people over there. Help them. Show them what American is really about. Show them American Christians are really about. And these the foreign people see you doing this, they would love it. You know. They already love American stuff anyway, overseas, especially American music and all. But I'm talking about football players and basketball players, singers, actors who go overseas to make movies, who got businesses overseas, restaurants overseas. Then you throw away the food, especially. And definitely here in the United States, California, Beverly Hills and stuff. Definitely here. You got big restaurants making big money I mean, COVID-19, but y'all just picked right back up. Probably doing well now. And just think about the homeless, okay? Think about people who need. And some of y'all don't even let homeless people in your restaurants. I mean, especially the up-class neighborhoods. Like I mentioned, Beverly Hills and some of the rich neighborhoods here in Maryland and New York and stuff. Y'all probably don't even let homeless people in your neighborhood, not only in your restaurants, you know, and some of y'all probably call police on them, you know. I mean, some of them are looking for a job, and y'all call police on them for no reason. They come in and ask to go to the bathroom. First thing y'all do, pick up 911. It's people like that. It's actually mean people like that. So, just want to note, change your ways, all right? Change your ways, because you got to remember where you came from as well. Remember the struggle that you've been through. Some of y'all have been through struggles to get where you at, okay? So, that person, that homeless person is struggling too. And if that homeless person make it, he's going to remember you, because he might go farther than you go. And you might have come to him one day and say, I know you. Yeah, yes, you do. I was homeless. I asked to use your bathroom. Now I got 4 restaurants. Now you coming to me to ask me for a favor? You know? That, hey, it had happened, you know? You think this person ain't gonna come to nothing? That person, next time you see that person, 1 month later, or 2 years later, 1 year later, that person is past you. Got 2 mansions. Got 2 hotels. On his... Guys, you don't know the power and the blessings of God. You know, you just don't know it. You think you know it, but you don't. Hey, count your blessings. Thank him for where you at. And it says, if you have, go help somebody else to get. So if I get there, I'm definitely going to help other people get what they need. You know? Because look at my son, Michael. Girlfriend, home, job. Going to school to be a nurse, driver license, driving before his dad, little Mustang. But everything he's doing, I love it. You know, I love it, and he's this amazing kid. And you can hear me talk about him a lot because I'm just so proud of him. And can't wait for that day for all of us to be together. And it's going to happen this year. It's going to happen. I don't care how long it takes. It's going to happen. I know. So, and I already made appointments to get my learner's permit renewed and all. And I went online here in Baltimore at the MVA. And I made an appointment for the first time. I really didn't know how to do it. So I guess I made 2 appointments. One to renew ID. One to renew my learner's permit. I don't know which one. But that, what you come talking about, I need all of this. Come in with all of this. So I guess I'm going to come in with my pay stub, gas electric bill, and all that stuff, you know. I don't really have a pay stub. I have a digital pay stub. We have pay stubs on our phone. We get our pay stubs on our phone. So we don't have physical pay stubs. We have digital pay stubs. So I guess the digital pay stub would do. No, I got the gas electric bill. I got the social security number, and God knows, I ain't go get a birth certificate. I need a birth certificate, and I ain't got one of those for, I don't know how long. So, I guess I'll go get one, you know, just to have one. And the time I go up there and be ready to get my license, I will have it. So, how about y'all? Anybody lost their driver's license and had to go through so much to get it again? Had to get your pay stubs, had to get your passport. They want a list, they want a history list of you. I mean, just to get an ID, just get one ID. You have to bring your half of your life in an arm and a leg. You know, I mean, some places called the DMV, some places called the NVA, you know. Maryland is this little special, and they call that the NVA, and other places called the DMV. That's why I say Maryland, it's a little special. don't laugh, guys. People who live in Maryland, y'all know what I'm talking about. And just hit the like this episode. Go to the like, go to speaker, find me on speaker, and like this podcast. Once again, thank you for all the countries listening, all the states that's listening, and thank you for all my promoters. You know, and I'm just so grateful to have y'all listening and everything. Even though I don't get that much ratings, I get a lot of ratings. Then it goes down, then it goes up, then it goes down. I still know that y'all listening, and sometimes y'all download it just to see what I'm talking about and all. And I still thank y'all anyway, okay? So, back to the story. Back to the question. Anybody had to go to DMV or MVA, lost your driver's license or ID, and had to go to hell to get it back. I mean, all of a sudden, you just had to go to hell to get it back. Especially you work for the government. You know, oh my goodness. You must have an ID if you go on any government facility. Especially for me and other places. I mean, Social Security locations, and like I said, for me and other locations of the government, you have to have your ID, have a valuable ID, and if you lose everything, especially your ID and all, oh boy, I mean, you probably miss a day of work. Probably 2 days because you had to go through so much. That's why it's good to have those gas electric bills and those pay stubs in handy just to keep around for a couple months and all, just in case something do happen like that, you know, and then you'll be prepared just for the unexpected. So just leave a comment on the YouTube channel if you ever have to go through that. I know a lot of people across the country and the world had to go through that. And could be a hassle, you know. So, I just hope if you do go through that or you had to go through that, I just hope that you got it done. You're going to get it done right away. Because my ID have been expired since a while, a good while. I haven't renewed it yet. It's a learner's permit. I haven't renewed it. I'm just going to renew it in February the 25th. I set appointment to renew my learner's permit. And hopefully, it will be I won't have to go to stuff. I'm just going to take a couple stuff with me just in case I had to go to stuff. You know, I'll probably go get that birth certificate just in case I need it. But I got everything else. Everything else is in my name, you know. And if I have to print out a pay stub, I will. So, but it's just the stuff, just the things in life you have to go through, you know. And past years ain't no different, and this year it's not going to be no different either. So, I don't know about the news on CNN or local news, what happened in the last couple hours of the new year. I don't know how many shootings. I mean, it's the weekend, and it's New Year's, and God knows what happened out there during the time period from 12 o'clock to now. It's here on the East Coast, Baltimore time, it's 8:42 p.m. And my goodness, I just hope that's not one shooting. I just hope no one got hurt this weekend. I just hope they put the guns down. And Baltimore residents, if you hear me and you're listening to me, put them down. Start the year out great. Let's lead by example, okay? Let's let Baltimore lead. Let's spread the cancer. Let's spread the peace throughout the country. If they see Baltimore doing it, maybe it'll spread like cancer. And other cities would do it too. I mean, when I say spread like cancer, mate, put the guns down, start the shooting, put the shooting way low. I mean, zero will be nice, but we ain't gonna get zero. But zero will be nice. If we can go a whole year with no shooting, that will be an amazing blessing. But we can try. We only can try. And trying is not bad. I mean, not trying is bad. They keep the same thing going and going and going. Just stress people out, especially the people who have to do it. The homicide detectives, the police have to go see these bodies every day. I mean, and young, young people. And it's stressful to watch the news. And have to talk about it on the news. The reporters, the anchors on the news and all have to report this every day. Noon, night, morning. Noon, night, morning. It's stressful. And that's why I say we need sports. We need basketball. We need a hockey team. We need a basketball team. We need a lot of stuff here in Baltimore. I know it says money. I know money. Yeah. Sometimes we can get around that money. If you know how to get around other stuff, we can get around that too. Shouldn't be no problem. No. If you really want the city to come back strong, you will find a way. City leaders, state leaders, you will find a way. Okay? If you really want this problem to stop, you can find a way. Period. Y'all smart. Y'all running this state. Y'all running this city. You can find a way. It's no excuse. To me, it's no excuse. None at all. Shouldn't be like this here in Baltimore. We still should have that bookstore downtown. Barnes & Noble should be still downtown. Sorry, I'm stuck doing that bookstore, but that's my hanging spot. But other businesses left too, and it's unbelievable, you know? Unbelievable. I mean, little Detroit, Michigan. And look at what it went through. And going through, I guess. Still going through. It used to be one of those motor cities where car dealerships were made. And this one is feet. It was doing well. Motor City. Motown. You know? But somehow, all of that is gone. How did we let a city like that go? How? How, people? And I know Detroit has homeless people. I'm sorry I'm stuck with the homeless, because if I saw that story, it's this amazing story. But we shouldn't have a city like Detroit. And other cities like Detroit, like Baltimore, they got some really bad spots with boarded homes and stuff. But Detroit was the motor city, people. It was where the sound of music. It was the sound of music. You know? You ain't let Knoxville, Tennessee fall apart. That's country music town. Y'all didn't let that fall apart. So, why we let Detroit fall apart? The Motor City. The Motown City. Why? I just want to know why. You know? So, anybody look up Detroit, look at the pictures of Detroit, look at the past pictures of Detroit, and look at Detroit today. I mean, I think it's still a beautiful city. I mean, they people that live there are doing all they can to save it. That's really amazing thing. And I'm not afraid to go there and visit. Know, and stuff like that. So, if you got plans in the summer, go travel, go to Detroit, visit the people of Detroit. If you're a business person, try to look at Detroit for a spot for your business. Come here to Baltimore too, but I'm trying to get everybody, not only Baltimore, but across the country. The towns and cities that need it. Don't be afraid of the crime and all. Because one good business start building, then another business is going to follow you. And that city is going to protect you with police officers and stuff. And you're going to have a whole neighborhood that's going to come and help you build. Only start with one person who decided development. And once you start that development, start building your restaurants, your buildings, other companies like Walmart, Target, so on, Home Depot, they gonna come too. And then you can create jobs. Jobs create homes. Homes gonna start be building. And now you have a great domino effect of good things, because now Detroit is now rebreathing. Only start with one company, Walmart, Home Depot, Target, Best Buy, so on, Microsoft, Apple. Now Google, tech companies. Just start with one person. Amazon. One person who decided they want to build at that place. You create jobs, start jobs, make deal with the city and state. They're going to make sure everything is okay and tear down the old beat up homes and rebuild new homes. And you're going to need new homes for your workers, right? If you build an Amazon shop, you're going to need people to stay there to work, right? So you're going to need homes. So the homes are going to be torn down and rebuilt, right? Now, you can help with other problems. That will bring money to the city because you have to pay taxes and state taxes. They're going to put the money in the city economy. Hopefully the money will go to schools and help other job locations, programs and stuff. Now, the city of Detroit has now put new life. It's not on life support. It's back up and running. And then other cities will follow. You know? It's just great. You know? Great story. I mean, really great story. I'm talking about the people who own these big tech companies and Amazon and Apple and y'all can do it. You got the money, you got billions of dollars. That's good that you building rockets to go to space and stuff. But we need the money here in the cities and stuff too. Build homes, build shelters for homeless people and stuff like that. I mean, the rich Microsoft people and Amazon, that's good that you making this great dream that build taking people to the space and for 5 minutes and bringing them back down. William Shatner and all them taking them to space, that's great. But we also got to stop and think about the cities. Okay? I'm a huge Star Trek fan, and I'm glad William Shatner went to space. Good for him. I hope he beamed back down and lived long and prosper. You know, good for him. But that don't matter the fact that there's still homeless people out there. There's still people in need out there. And when I say homeless, I mean not only the men, but children. And they not homeless on purpose. Some of them not homeless on purpose because tornadoes. You saw the tornado early a couple months ago. Thousands of people is homeless now. And Amsterdam, you know, that tornado went to Amsterdam. There's homeless people now. That's just the word. It's homeless. You know, people need help to rebuild. Some didn't have hurricane or tornado insurance. They lost everything. Right before Christmas, they lost everything. What do you think their New Year was like? Living in a homeless shelter or living in their car, if they had a car, the way that tornado went through that town. Or, I mean, good goodness. I'm still praying for those people in there. You know, hopefully thousands of people is down there helping rebuild. And there's hope, you know. And it's incredible, people. Some people are people that make it and forget where they come from. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Because it's going to come back and bite you. It's really going to come back and bite you. Alright? So, let's get with this Star Trek thing. Star Trek Discovery taking a break. Picard is still ready to come. For Star Trek fans all over the world. And here in the United States. Who have a problem with Picard. Picard is about Picard. OK? Okay? That's why they call it Picard. And it's a little different Star Trek. Besides the ships and the crew and all. I really like it. You know, I don't give it a 5-star. I give it a 4-star. And an 8 out of 10. Because it's a kind of different Star Trek. You know, I see what they was trying to do. Give us a different kind of Star Trek. And some people really bleeds about it, you know, blabbing about it, you know, still is. And some other people just love it. I mean, it's getting a second and third season. And just congratulations, Patrick Stewart. Congratulations. You know, we love you, old Baldy. And just keep up your good work. You dedicated to your Star Trek fans. Most definitely, you dedicated to them. Because any guy who's working in there over the 80s, still doing Star Trek. I mean, you are dedicated to your Star Trek fans. I mean, wow. That you was in X-Men movies and other movies, and you came back to TV and do Captain Picard. That's dedication. That's really a true actor who loves his fans. And Patrick Stewart is really a true actor who loves his fans. And all the people who work on Picard, cast and crew, you know what I mean. Dedicated. I mean, he probably ain't do it for the money and all. He did it for the fans. Believe me. Probably the money comes second, but he did it for the fans. He could have said no and retired and went off to the sunset. No, but he didn't. And him from being overseas too, hey, he could have just took what he got, his pension and everything he got from Star Trek and other movies, and just got on a plane and say, sayonara. Sorry. Can't do it no more. But he didn't. And that's why we got the card. You know? I ain't talking about the good deal he probably got and all. We got the card because he loves his Star Trek fans. And he bringing back Geordi. He bringing back Worf. He bringing back Captain Riker. And so on. And watch it. Paramount Plus. Okay? If you don't have Paramount Plus and all, get it. Picard, it's coming. Second season. I'm here. I'm on it. I love the first season. I love the second season. And it ain't beginning yet. I love the second season. Like I said, I'm a true Trekkie. And I love everything of Star Trek. Including the two cartoons. Love them. Level. I'm never going to go on and bitter and say I hate this. They doing this wrong. They doing that wrong. I don't care about the first 2-3 seasons of Discovery. I love Discovery. The first season, second season, and third season. And love the fourth season. Captain Burton Berman. She's the captain. She's a captain. And she's my second favorite captain on my list. Sisko's first, she's second. Then Janeway, then Arch, then Picard, then Kirk, then Christopher Pike. Because really don't know that much about him, but he at the bottom right now. Until I see what he can do. But I'm just asking y'all. At Paramount Plus, please give them a fifth season Discovery. Don't worry about the haters and all that. Give them a fifth season. Gave the Space Nine a chance when they were getting low ratings. Gave Next Generation a chance when they was getting more low ratings. And they was about to pull the plug on both of those shows. We would probably even never got Enterprise or Voyager. if they were to put a plug on Next Generation. Almost got canceled. That's right. Next Generation almost got canceled. I mean, I don't know how close it was, but it was close. But everybody started loving it. And then everybody started loving Deep Space Nine. It took a while, but everybody started loving Deep Space Nine. And then Voyager came. And Enterprise. Enterprise didn't get past the fourth season. If you get past the fourth season, you're the fourth Star Trek. If we get fifth and sixth season of Discovery, it's a four Star Trek. I'm just hoping we get to the seventh season. I'm wishing on each season. Taking a season at a time. I'm just taking a season at a time with Discovery. And for the other Star Treks, the new Star Treks that are coming, and Lord Dax and the Kyber cartoon and all, I'm sure they probably won't get a couple more seasons too. So fans, hang in there. Discovery fans, hang in there. The uniforms are a little cocky, you know. I really don't approve of the uniforms that they got. They could have did better on the uniforms, you know. But, you know, that's the only thing. And we still need a standalone episode on Discovery. That's another thing. Standalone episodes. Like, you're over with this episode. It's a brand new episode coming. I'm speaking for the Star Trek fans who want to like Discovery, but want that standalone episodes. Okay? And they will probably will come over if they get those standalone episodes. So writers, start writing those standalone episodes and start exploring. You 930 years into the future. Okay? It's a whole lot to explore. So if this don't stand on one episode, then episode, that same episode every week, we want some standalone episodes. And you probably will get that seventh season. If you get that, if you get give us that, you will probably get a seventh season. I'm just saying, you know. But y'all the writers, y'all the producers, listen to the fans, you know. I mean, the real hardcore fans as well. Okay? It will help. You know? It will help. So, I'm just saying. And Star Wars fans, as you see the book of Boba Fett, the first episode on Disney Plus, you know, I mean, the book of the Boba Fett, I think it's pretty good, but I think it should be 60 minutes long. I really do. I think it should be 60 minutes long because it's a good show. I watched the first chapter of Boba Fett. They didn't call it Boba Fett, the book of Boba Fett. It was called some other name. But I ain't going to try to pronounce it. I mean, I don't want to get Star Wars fans upset. Probably already got the Star Trek fans upset when I talk about Discovery. But I'm not going to, at this point, those who watch it, who are Star Wars and Star Trek fans, and watch the Book of Boba Fett, I mean, it's pretty cool, ain't it? I mean, it's, you know, That's standalone episodes. Chapter 1, the Book of Boba Fett. And each episode is going to be different chapters and all. Next year, it'll probably be Chapter 2. The Book of Boba Fett, Chapter 2. Who knows? Might be Chapter 3. You know? Yeah. So, but they standalone episodes, though. You know? I mean, don't get me wrong, but I love these. I love my Discovery. And I love the stories. You know, I really be into it. So that's what I want to talk about. And probably next episode we'll be talking about Supernatural and the strange and weird, like Shadow Ranch and UFOs and stuff like that. So. Thank you all for listening. And once again, have a great year. All the best on your New Year's resolutions. Hope you complete them. Hope you have a safe year in your cities and countries. The best of you all over the world. All the countries who are listening. And all the states that's listening. That tune in. Thank you. And as always, Donna, Michael, Jessica, Ashley, and Myra, and we love you. Live long and prosper, and may the force of God be with you. Good night. See you in the next episode.